lebih.
America's third largest investment bank, Morgan Stanley, is planning to invest in the Czech Republic over 20 billion crowns. That's in the region of $1 billion, Hospodářské noviny reported this week. It will do so through the company Multi-Development, in which it acquired a majority earlier this year. The amount involved is close to that being invested by Hyundai, though a spokesperson for Multi-Development said, unlike the South Korean car maker, it didn't require investment incentives.
The Czech Republic ranks 18th in the EU in terms of the number of wind power stations, according to figures released by Eurostat this week. Wind power accounts for just 0.1% of electricity produced in a country still very much reliant on coal. In fact, 66% of Czech electricity comes from coal-powered stations.
Excessive red tape is costing Czech companies billions of dollars a year because they are required by law to report over 2,000 different activities to the relevant authorities, the head of the Czech Economic Chamber told Hospodářské noviny. Jaromír Drábek said applicants have to submit documents that are already available to state institutions, like certificates from the land register. He also said officials take the longest permitted time to process applications.
The Czech Republic has the most hypermarkets per capita of any of the former communist states in Central Europe, according to a study by market research firm AC Nielsen. There are 19 hypermarkets per million inhabitants in this country, compared to 16 in Slovakia, 9 in Hungary and 6 in Poland.
The Czech lottery and betting market grew by over 7% last year, the finance ministry said this week. Czechs bet a record $4 billion in 2005, with over half of that money going into slot machines. The only area of the betting industry to report a fall was casinos.
Small cars are big business in the Czech Republic at the moment. Sales of passenger cars in the smallest category increased by 60% year on year in the first quarter, according to figures released by the Car Importers Association. In contrast, the number of standard class cars sold fell slightly. As for individual models, the best-selling was the Škoda Fabia, followed by the Škoda Octavia and the Peugeot 206.
And finally, a Czech company is helping build the world's highest building in Dubai. Pega Hoist from Pardubice are supplying 14 hoists for construction of the building, with 6 of them already in use on the site. A spokesperson for the company said Pega Hoist's product was unique because it could carry a heavy load at high speed without a balance weight. The Burj Dubai skyscraper will be more than 700 metres high, 200 metres taller than the current record holder, Taiwan's Taipei 101.